Stephen Portnoy from CBS News is with us. Stephen, good morning.
Listen, it all comes down to this, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This is the first opportunity for voters to actually have their say in campaign 2016, and it all starts tonight. Just about 12 hours from now, voters will be gathering in caucus sites all across the state in college and high school auditoriums and even private basements in some cases to begin this process that we've been studying for the better part of a year. Now it actually begins in earnest.
A lot of folks are still not really clear on exactly how it works, because it works a little differently for Republicans than Democrats. Give us the lowdown, if you would.
So it's very different, and it's important to pay attention to distinction. On the Republican side, it's a secret ballot. So members of the Republican Party gather. You have to be a registered Republican. You go to the caucus site, and you basically are given a piece of paper. You write down your candidate, and that's pretty much all you have to do. The Democrats require, it's like a participatory process, almost like a game. You stand at a certain corner of the room if you're a Clinton supporter or a Sanders supporter or an O'Malley supporter. But if at any particular caucus site your candidate doesn't get 15%, which is the viability threshold, the people who don't qualify have to make or are given the opportunity to make a second choice.
Mm-hmm.
And in a race that's as close as the Democratic race is here in Iowa, which is 3 percentage points in the latest polls separating Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. In fact, a late poll came out just this hour that has Sanders up over Clinton by 3 points. The poll yesterday had Clinton up over Sanders by 3 points. What that means is it's very tight, and pollsters are not able to very clearly predict the outcome. So if you have, 3 percentage points for Martin O'Malley, and he's not viable, that means that those voters can make the difference. It remains to be seen whether they are voting for Martin O'Malley because they don't like Clinton or they think that Sanders is too much of a socialist. We don't know. So we'll have to find out tonight.
So that you actually, if you're the candidate's organization, you've got to really run people into all these many, many, many sites, because if there's 100 people in the room, you better have 15 of them or you got nothing.
That's exactly right, and that's been the challenge for the for the O'Malley campaign. Really, it's all about turnout. And just very quickly, turning back to the Republicans, Donald Trump has a sizable lead at this point. And in fact, in the Quinnipiac poll, it's 7 points. In the Des Moines Register poll, it's 5 points. So pollsters at this point believe that there's a pretty strong likelihood that Donald Trump is going to win tonight.
Quinnipiac has given Bernie Sanders the advantage in this.
That's exactly right. So Quinnipiac has Sanders up by 3. It was the Des Moines Register that had Clinton up by 3. The Des Moines Register poll is seen as the gold standard, but I will only quickly note that 4 years ago, the Des Moines Register poll did not predict the last-minute surge that had Rick Santorum winning here. In fact, he placed third in their latest poll on the eve of the caucuses, so that was a surprise. This race will put polling to the test. It'll put Donald Trump's support to the test. And maybe we'll wind up talking at this time tomorrow morning about all we got wrong.
We may well do that. Real quickly, I've got one more question for you. There is no end time. We're used to polls opening at 6 and closing at 8 or whatever. No end time on this. How does that work?
But there's a very clear start time, and you can't be late. You better be here at 7 p.m. Central Time, or you don't participate.